How about this MSK Impact initiative?
So MSK Impact is a broad NGS assay that we've been running since 2014. Currently, it's a panel of 468 genes that allows us to detect mutations, copy number changes, as well as rearrangements in certain genes. And it has really been extremely powerful at our center to identify comprehensively the targetable alterations and basically enroll as many patients as possible into the trials of targeted therapies at our center.
Maybe you can talk a little bit about what you've seen up to this point.
So we recently reported our experience with MSK impact sequencing in the first 860 lung adenocarcinoma patients that were studied. And it gives a very comprehensive picture of targetable alterations. As I mentioned previously, for the alterations that you included in the survey, we're seeing about 35% of patients present with one of these alterations. So it's definitely a very important population of lung adenocarcinoma patients who stand to benefit from this kind of profiling. So there's 35% of patients who can benefit from a drug that's now FDA approved. And then there's probably another 15% that are eligible for drugs that are currently in clinical trials at our institution. So altogether, this makes about 50% of lung adenocarcinoma patients who stand to benefit in one way or another from the MSK impact sequencing. And I should mention another important thing that emerges from the MSK impact sequencing is we get a sense of the tumor mutation burden, which has also emerged as an important predictor of response to immunotherapies. So even if we don't identify a targetable alteration, we are providing information on tumor mutation burden, which can be used to prioritize patients for immunotherapy instead.